I jumped out of bed. I turned the light on, and as she looked over, the whites of her eyes were black. And I had a crucifix on, and she reached out and ripped it off of my neck.
She was possessed. Gone.
And the first thing that this, now again, this is a beautiful woman, 5'3", 135 pounds, beautiful woman, very feminine voice. And the eyes had, her eyes had gone from, the whites had just totally turned black. And her voice was now a deep masculine voice. And the first thing this thing said to me was, for a man with such faith in your God, you surely don't know the Bible. Now, the demon was correct because, again, I did not know any scriptures. And this thing went on to quote scripture after scripture after scripture, mocking my lack of knowledge of the Holy Scripture. And this lady also did not know the scripture, so there's no way that she could have recited what this demon was reciting. And I could go on and on and on, but I'm trying to be brief here because I know we have to get other things in. At another point, this thing said to me, why don't you just give up and join us? And I said, who are you? And it said a name that I won't repeat. But no question about it, George, that this was something that had been stalking me from my childhood and was trying to destroy me. And the next day was a Sunday. My aunt had called a church in the area, St. Rosa Lima Church. Now, we are not Catholic. But again, back in the childhood, my step-grandfather was Catholic, and that's why a Catholic priest got involved in the house. And my aunt did contact this Catholic church, St. Rosa Lima Church in Baltimore, and they did send a priest out on the Monday evening. And I'll tell you, George, the priest was only there a few minutes, and this was a very large man, and he was seated at the table with us. I'll never forget this. The three of us were seated at the dining room table. Seated there, his chair was firmly planted on the floor, and this very large man was flipped backward in his chair, knocked over, landing on the floor, and I'll never forget the look on his face. Just a very, very terrifying, disturbed look. We helped him up, got him to his feet, and excused himself and went up to the bathroom and then came back and asked me to step outside. And he said evil is definitely, which I already knew, he told me that evil was present, and they were he was going to go back and speak with his superiors, I guess, and hopefully begin the steps for exorcism. Didn't quite go that way. There were many episodes that happened during these 22 days, including me having to call 911. And at one point, and this incident occurred at her mother's house with family members there. Her mother had taken her into the living room to pray with her and had a Bible. And suddenly this thing overtook her again. And this, again, this 5'3", 135-pound woman shredded the Bible. I mean, just tore it to pieces and threw it. And at this point, I had to call 911. And also, I want to say that at this point in time, I was a power lifter. I was a very powerful individual. And this woman grabbed me around my throat with one hand, and it took every ounce of strength I had to get this one hand from around my throat.
Was she trying to kill you?
I don't know what, obviously it was, you know, this demonic power. So I would have to say that it was certainly trying to do me harm, if not kill me. And 911 was called, and it took 9 police officers and EMTs to hold this 135-pound woman down.
Now, how did this possession finally end, Bill?
Well, it finally ended late on a Sunday night, early Monday morning. There was another episode. And at this point in time, the priest had conferred with the leading authority on exorcism in Maryland, and they were planning to do an exorcism. I feel so bad about this part, George, because an incident occurred. I had the priest number, and there were times that I would call him in the middle of the night, and he would come. And this was a late Sunday night, early Monday morning. It had gotten really bad. I called him. He did come, and when he came, he did an impromptu exorcism, and I recall assisting him. And I'll tell you, again, this is something I would wish on no one. This is not fun. This is not glamorous. This is as bad as it gets, and these things really do try to kill people. And it was during the course of this exorcism, which lasted quite a while, but it was successful for her. But unfortunately, I believe that these demons actually somehow got into him, because I discovered that it wasn't long after this that this priest was institutionalized and has been in an institution for many years. And it took a very close friend of mine, who's a former police officer, to really dig and find where this priest was. And he had been in a facility for many years after this incident, where he remains to this day, if he is still with us. It's been a few years, but this man actually went and talked with the priest and said that this man was still, you know, very disturbed by what had happened, and furthermore was suffering from symptoms of possession himself.